meeting is now being recorded.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to this cross-community working group on internet governance call of Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2017. The time is 15:05 UTC. Let's have a roll call, please, Desiree.
Okay. In the room, we have Barry Cobb, Yoko Phoenix, Marilyn Case, Tatiana Chupina, and for staff, we have Nigel Hickson and Denny Markovsky, and for the chairs, we have Olivia Kempen-McLaughlin and Rafik Dema.
Okay, thanks for this, Desiree. Olivia Kempen-McLaughlin speaking. I think I've also noticed Mandy Carver from staff joining. Have we missed anybody else on our roll call? No? Okay. So the roll call is complete. Today's call is primarily going to be organizational in the run-up to the next meeting that we will have in Copenhagen. We have two main documents to look at today. The first one is the review of the, well, the final draft shared by Samantha Dickinson, which is the review, annual review of the working group activities. And the second document is the GNSO Council request for the charter amendments. We have more time for the charter amendments than for the annual review, since I think that there's some discussion required definitely on the charter amendments, and the annual review has already been shared with the working group on a numerous or on several occasions. So let's first have a look at, well, first thing I was going to ask, actually, was there any additional points to be added to this agenda? The second part of the agenda is just the CCWG participation in the WISIS forum, just preparing for this. We'll have a few minutes on that. Any other business in addition to this? Marilyn Kate? And you might be muted at the moment. You are unmuted, I think.
Sorry. Under AOB, I'd like to give a very brief update from the recent IGF open consultation and NAG meeting that I think will be relevant for the participants in this working group to be aware of.
Okay, thanks very much, Marilyn. We'll give a 2 or 3 minutes at the end of the call. Hopefully we'll have enough time for that, so thank you. Any other business? I see no one else. So let's then plow straight to the review of our previous called action items. There actually is a gap between them. Just a kind reminder, the first one is the call on the 21st of December last year. Three action items remaining, one being to devise a process for the working group to respond to a consultation, one being a process to respond to sounding board requests from staff, and one to launch a discussion on what the working group is trying to accomplish. I have launched these discussions on the mailing list. There hasn't been a follow-up. And, of course, now in the run-up to Copenhagen, we've been busy doing other things. So this is probably something we will be addressing again when we meet face-to-face, and no real discussion required here. On the call of the 16th of February, there were two action items left unchecked. First was check with the CSG for a time to meet with them. And that, I believe, was a request by the Marilyn Kate. I don't know. Someone suggested that the cross-community working group chairs should meet with more than just the GNSO Council and the ALAC and the CCNSO, but actually go and meet with the different constituencies of the GNSO. I'm not sure whether this has been followed through or not. Could I ask Desiree or Nigel, please, if there has been a follow-up on this?
Good afternoon, Nigel Hickson. Not to my knowledge, no. I mean, this is something which we could try and take forward if we have time in Copenhagen, but we haven't organized anything as far as I'm aware.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. So perhaps if we can fire off an email to the different chairs of the various GNSO constituencies and let them know that we would be available at their at a time of their choice to speak to them about the CCWG on internet governance. I think that's probably sort of the way forward. Okay.
Yes, we can take that forward. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for this. Marilyn Cade mentions in the chat, it is not too late to ask for a 20-minute update. 19 participants come from the three constituencies of the CSG. So, Marilyn, perhaps could I ask you to work with staff and check on this? I'm not sure we have anyone else from the CSG on the call, try and see if it can be arranged somehow. Excellent. Thanks.
Very happy to do that.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I will just say I'm happy to do that. I will just say that 8 participants come from the registry and registrars. And I think I really would urge us, yes, I was the person who suggested this, I really think we need the rounds and be friendly and informative. And so I'm happy to work with staff and happy to participate in organizing what a short briefing would look like, not only for the CSG, but for the contracted party house. I will leave it to you and to Rafiq to focus on the ALAC and the non-commercials. I think we must also visit the CCNSO. I think that's incredibly important to add to our priority. And I know that we have a vice chair from the CCNSO. But perhaps we could just work on a 4-page PowerPoint that's an update, and then we're happy to collaborate on that, and then we're all we're singing from the same hymnal.
Yeah, thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. And in fact, Katrina Sataki, the CCNSO chair, has been in touch with the co-chairs of the cross-community working group. So as we send her the reports, then we no doubt will be offering to her that we can come and meet with the CCNSO as well. So it would be really helpful if you indeed could coordinate with staff when it comes down to contracted parties and commercial stakeholder group. Let's then look at the other action item, and that's for staff to build a face-to-face pages on the wiki in preparation for the meetings. And I've seen that being built just a few couple of hours ago, so that, I guess, can be ticked off. So let's go into the meat of today's call, and that's the proposal for the annual review of working group activities. In the agenda page, you will have a link to either a copy of the document in DocX format, so Microsoft Word format, or in PDF format. And I invite you to open that document. Do we have Sam Dickinson on the call? I don't quite see her in the participants list at the moment. Nigel?
No, she's not. To my knowledge, she's not on the call. The version that we should be looking at is the version I sent round early this morning. Well, early this morning, so it was sent round about 2:00 UTC or something like that. So that's the version that I agreed with Sam in the early hours.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. I believe it is the same version.
Let me check.
Because I did make the agenda up this morning, so...
Yeah, it's the one that... Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah.
I think it is the one, yeah. So, I'm not sure who's going to take us through this. I could certainly say a few words about it quickly and mention First, that I think it's been put together rather well. We've got an executive summary that provides details of the chartering organization details and when the charter was ratified by the different organizations. And then in the table of contents, you can see there's a little bit of history of the establishment of the working group, help navigating where the different TCWG materials are, and immediately going into then the summary of the activities in 2014 and 2015. And then, of course, we are looking into more detail on the activities in 2016. First, the CCWG engagement with the wider ICANN community, and that's, of course, a list of all of the different meetings that it held in Marrakesh, in Helsinki, and in Hyderabad. In most cases, it's just been a case, by the way, of taking the agendas that we had and transferring them over to this document. Then CCWG participation in external events, where we covered the WISIS Forum in 2016, the WITSA 2016, the IGF, and then CCWG internal work, which lists the agendas of the face-to-face meetings, then moving on to the list of the teleconferences that it had, again, with a copy of the agendas being displayed on the screen, and then finally the mailing list discussions with statistics for not only the number of posts but the topics of the discussions that were held. Afterwards, in section 2.3.4, there is a listing of other activities of how it's been involved with the dialogue with the government engagement, the ICANN government engagement department. Then we have a list of the CCWG members and participants. I did think, well, one of the problems with this list is that it doesn't seem to be completely up to date. And that's something that, of course, will be addressed when we work on the charter and tighten the charter membership requirements and get the chartering organizations to send active participants. So that really is just here for reference as such. There's then a quick section on staff support, and then looking forward to the activities in 2017 with a graphic listed in the Annex B, of the timeline of internet governance activities of relevance to the ICANN community. So that's the whole report, 19 pages, and I now open the floor for questions or comments. And it would have been good, by the way, to have the document on the agenda, the draft agenda page. It would have been good to share this, but I gather that you've all been able to open this document in PDF or in doc form on your computer. So, Marilyn Kate, you're first in the queue, and you have the floor.
Thank you. Perhaps I will make a recommendation for all future meetings. Could we make sure we always do a roll call, not by the staff, but by the participants, saying who they are and who they're affiliated with? That would be my first request. And then I have a question for you before I go to my comments about the report. I don't see our consultant on the call. Is she on the call and I just don't see her?
It's Olivier speaking. No, I did ask, and no, she doesn't appear to be on the call today.
Okay, so how are we documenting?
Have we lost Marilyn?
Because I have a number of suggestions.
Yeah, Yeah, we appear to have lost Marilyn Cade. It's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. So I think I caught part of the question, Marilyn, but you've broken up a little bit.
I just asked how we're going to make sure the consultant understands the suggestions we make in this call.
Yeah, thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. So two things. First, I'd say that she can listen to the recording of this call. But secondly, Nigel or Desiree, would you mind taking notes, or maybe Deirdre, would mind taking notes on the points that are being made? Is that okay?
Olivia, this is Nigel. The process we've been doing is that we've been providing direct updates on the text itself. We've been directly updating the report. So if there's any further comments on the report, and of course it's been in front of the wider group. But if there's any further comments, we can update them. I mean, Sam will probably want to take a look at them later on in her time. She's obviously in Australia, and you know, for consistency, she might want to look at what I do. But that's what we've been doing, and that's why we did last night with the updates to the reports that we did. So if there's any points, we can take them down, and then we can work them out in the next 2 hours.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. So back to you, Marilyn.
I'm just going to say, Nigel, I'm really not satisfied with that approach. When we have a consultant doing work, I expect the consultant to be on the call and paying attention. And that's feedback for the ICANN staff. Let me move to my comments now. This report is a basic report that needs to be significantly improved by assuming that people who read it are not familiar with names. They need consistently titles and affiliation. I'm not going to say that, I guess I will say, the executive summary needs to have page numbers. That seems like a simple thing, but it's pretty important. But throughout this report, there are references to names without titles and affiliation. That is a standard process in any official document. I'm just going to say, under two, we refer to Marilia, but don't say who she's affiliated with or who she is. In some places, we get the titles right, but there's a lot of places where we refer to people by name and we don't have their title. And I think that's really, really, you know, a simplistic understanding of how we are going to market the success. On the other hand, I will say that I think I really appreciate seeing the timeline that the consultant prepared, but if you're not, I've done a lot of timelines myself, I would ask that you ask the consultant to improve this timeline. It's not readable to someone who is not really familiar, maybe making a connection between the list of events to the month would be helpful. That timeline needs to be a major selling event, and it would be better to have it not it's horizontal. It would be better to make it across the full page. We did a lot of work, and that's not really – the timeline is a major potential selling document, but it doesn't really come across as something that we can use as a tool to convince people that we have done major, major work. The second thing I'm just going to say is this is a – what we've done is just say we did this, we did that. We did not identify the impact that we had, and we've got to do that. So – let's think in this call how we summarize what is the impact that the CCWG IG has had. I'm going to give you a for instance. We now have a board working group. That didn't exist before we existed. why aren't we trying to take some credit for the achievements that we have accomplished? The fact we have informed members of the ICANN community and encouraged them to attend the IGF. We have brought information into ICANN about risk to ICANN that occur at certain ITU meetings or the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. We need to capture those messages about how we are defending and protecting and enhancing ICANN in this report. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for these points, Marilyn. I gather that Nigel's taking note of this. Are there any other comments by anyone else on this call on this? I don't see anyone else put their hand up at present. What I would suggest then is that we, I gather, I'm not sure if everybody else has read the paper so far, but of course time is of the essence and we do need to send this as soon as possible to the different chartering organizations. Could I suggest that we take the next 24 hours or so to integrate Marilyn's comments on this, and I don't see anyone else wishing to add anything to this. I don't see anyone else disagreeing either, so I gather that everyone agrees on these, on the points made, and integrate the points made on this. And perhaps, Marilyn, would you be available to work with Sam on this in the next 24 hours or something? Is that a possibility? And Nigel, if we can arrange some way to maybe share the document again or some way to have a collaboration here so the points are integrated in there. Your point about the names is well taken, Marilyn, and I think that that's a pretty straightforward thing to fix. It's just a case of going through the document with a comb and changing the names to their full names and perhaps amending the agendas a little bit. I realize that it looks as though for most agendas it's just been a case of taking the agenda on the wiki page and pasting it into the document. So it's obviously for an audience that is not our usual audience of face-to-face meetings, we do need to have something a bit more formal, and certainly getting those agendas polished is a good thing forward. But the other points you've made are also very valid. And therefore, if we can fix this within the next 24 hours, then that still gives us time to send this before people are in Copenhagen already. I realize some are already flying as we speak, but we obviously need to get things to them very quickly. Can we work this one out, Nigel?
Yes, we can certainly look at this, but I mean, there's only so much we can do. I mean, this has been open for some time, so suggestions could have been made before now. But we'll certainly look at the factual accuracy of it, and also try and build in a few of these the important point about the board working group, which I thought was mentioned, but we ought to perhaps mention it more succinctly. So yes, we can certainly. Certainly take this forward, and you're right, Olivier. There's a request that's come from the GNSO to you and Rafik in the last couple of hours to forward it today for their consideration at their council meeting.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. So perhaps we can let the GNSO council that if we look at it on a 24-hour basis. So by tomorrow. 15 hours UTC, we will have that sent over to the council and take that last 24 hours to have a last look through it. And Marilyn, would you be able to make some time and work on this in the next 24 hours?
Of course. I think this is the most important thing we need to do. We need to market ourselves and explain ourselves, and we have not done that. And frankly, Nigel, I do not agree with you at all that this has been out for comment, so we cannot improve it. It is legation to improve it.
Okay, right. Well, let's then have the action item as an immediate follow-up after this call, where we'll share this document. Let's put it again on a Google Doc in its current form. If everyone's okay with working on a Google Doc. Could I get an indication, Marilyn and Nigel?
Hold on, it's Marilyn. We're just talking about improving. I don't want to be involved in asking the consultant to go through the document and add titles. Nigel can do that with a consultant. What I want to focus on is what have been the achievements. I think we need to get that together and work on, so what have we accomplished? And I see Matthew's on the call, Tatiana, others. You know, what have we, Greg Shatton, what have we accomplished? That's the thing that is missing, in my view. So fixing the titles, surely the consultant can handle that. And I don't need to be involved in that.
If I could please, it's Olivia speaking, if I could please ask you then to make your suggestions by email, sort of draft a few lines of the points that you think we should also advertise that we've accomplished. I know you've mentioned it on the call here, but it takes a little while for the transcript to come out, and we haven't got the time for that. And then follow up immediately afterwards by email on the mailing list. Okay, I think that we've spent enough time on this. There is the charter to discuss now, and I hand the floor over to Rafiq Damak for this. And Rafiq, you have the floor, because that's equally as important and equally as much of a pressing issue.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. So maybe just to clarify what are the expectations. We get the CWIG as an agenda item for the GNSO Council Public next week, Wednesday, and we are supposed to give an update about what we did since Hyderabad. And so I think we have to share a draft of revised charter, or what we think we should amend in our current charter to align it with the CWG principles framework. So if you can open the document, you will see we have a table, and in the right we put the template from the CWG framework. And in the left, the current charter, and then we started to go through and to make the amendments to align them. So in many parts, in particular at the end, with regard like the membership and so on, you will find it's almost the same text between the template and the amended charter. But what we spend more time, if you can go through the document, in particular in the section with regard to the scope, problem statement, goals, objective, scope, and so on, because we try to clarify there what we are trying to achieve in our working group and what also we are expecting of deliverables. So we try to elaborate there. And to highlight what can be expected from us. And also we try to clarify with regard to the, because there is an expectation that any working group has a start, an end, and work plan. And so we try to highlight there and or emphasize how we will do that with a cycle of 2 years, and then trying to provide a work plan and so on. So what I would like to ask, the same like for other material, we have to share them as soon as possible before Copenhagen meeting to the GENESO so they can discuss and they can review that. It's not we are not, just to be clear, we're not submitting here a revised charter with a motion to be voted, but to give an update about the progress we made and about our funding. So we can share this table with amended or revised charter, but also trying to work on the table to compare between the current charter and the amended charter to highlight the changes we made. So what I would like to ask and to request, first I want to apologize that we didn't provide more earlier the kind of this draft version, but what I would like to ask for the members of the working group is to review in the coming, let's say, by Thursday, so giving more than 24 hours, to go through the document and try to review this, I think, the critical part regarding our objective, goals, scope, work plan, deliverable, and so on, and to see if we have to elaborate more or maybe there are place for some edits. So we also share Olivier, if you can, the document to the list for people, for those who are not on the call to review. So, also just maybe to highlight other parties, also we try to clarify our relation with the board working group, and I think that it's important that was raised in the discussion about the report. So this is something to kind of emphasize why we are relevant. I think we have to make that crystal clear that we are relevant and to expand what we are delivering. We had a discussion at the drafting team with regard to the deliverable, because we organize workshops and so on, but there was an expectation in our current or old charter to deliver position paper or statement, but I don't think we did that lately. So this is we kept some text around that and give us a room to make that to submit statement in the future, but it's something that we may need to discuss and how we can do that in a more systematic way in the future. And because having this the statement and getting our shelter and organization support will be really helpful for us to keep the working group alive and relevant for our ICANN community. Yes, this is kind of the basic the overview. There are, if you can check the document, there are several comments that are not resolved yet, and any wording or suggestion are really helpful there. So, as a good share from the GENESO, I need to report in the coming days with whatever we have as a progress, just to show that we as a working group we work at since GENESO request eventually. So that's it, and looking forward to hear from the world.
Thank you, Rafik. Olivier Capanopoulos speaking. Any comments or questions on this topic?
This is Nigel, Olivier. Just to note that I've been part of this small working group, and to thank Rafiq for all his work. One question, I think we had settled most things in the drafting group, but of course others that are not in the drafting group might have points. But one question was how often we ought to report, how often the CCWGIG ought to report to the chartering organisations. In the draft at the moment, which I think is the recommendation from the cross-community working group sort of template, it's monthly. And I just thought I'd raise that point. Monthly is quite often, but if we want to do it monthly, then we should do it monthly. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. So just maybe I can respond quickly to Nigel. I think maybe monthly is kind of too frequent, and that puts a lot of burden for us to report. I can assume we can make a report at least for every ICANN meeting, so this means three times per year, or when we have, like, for example, maybe something to share, like if we are making a statement or a position paper or whatever, that it's relevant and we may need quick actions from our chartering organization. But I think maybe having its monthly report is a little bit too much for us as a co-chair, but still I guess we have that discussion before is to create maybe more kind of regular information to share with the chartering organization, but also the constituency and stakeholder groups of the key people informed and up to date. Yes, Marlene, that's I think yeah, to call the whole community. So.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. Olivia Kapanablon speaking. I have a question for you regarding this topic of monthly report, because on the deliverables, it doesn't actually, it talks about position papers, statements. It talks about annual reports as a deliverable. But then the report on progress, is that supposed to be just monthly reporting rather than the drafting of a monthly report? And is this not a case of each one of the co-chairs or any rapporteur that any of the chartering organizations has appointed to the working group should take themselves the responsibility to report back to their chartering organization? Is that not more the case rather than having a monthly report that is just sent out?
Okay. Thanks, Olivia. I think Marlene was in the queue just a while, so maybe let her speak first, and I will respond after. Marlene?
Thanks. Yes, thanks. So let me see if I understand, because Greg is on the phone. He may be able to help us. My observation from being an observer on two other cross-community working groups is they publish updates to their work when they have actionable work. It's public, but it's not a, it's not a formal report to the chartering organization. It is a public acknowledgement. Oh, good. Matthew's on the call too. It's a public acknowledgement of the work they've accomplished or undertaken. But it's not a specific report to an SO, it's just a public report on what they're doing. I'm going to ask, maybe we ask Matthew, who's on one of the other CCWGs, and also Greg, I'm looking at the list here of who's on the call. We do a lot of work, but our work is incidental. It is driven by an ICANN meeting or an outside event. So we, on a monthly basis, what we might report on is here's what happened externally, here's what we did within the ICANN community to respond. We monitored or we did something else. But perhaps we could hear from Oh, Nigel, welcome. Greg, Nigel, Matthew, about what other CC, Nigel, I mistook you for a different Nigel. We could hear from other CC working groups on how they handle the reporting structure. So that would be Greg, perhaps then, Matthew. Matthew's posted in the list saying maybe every 2 months would be reasonable.
Yeah, Marilyn's Matthew. Rafi, can I jump in?
Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
So I think Marilyn raises an interesting point, which is typically these CCWGs report an ongoing work product and the developments that have happened and what's been achieved to date. And that doesn't quite work for us. So I like the idea of reporting. I think that in some ways, you know, the work that this CCWG does is likely to follow more of a kind of, you know, fits and starts rather than an ongoing, based upon fora and issues as they arise, rather than ongoing steady states of work. So I think possibly a two-month report, report every 2 months might be a reasonable way of capturing what's happened and progress that's been made on whatever issue it might be. I think if we get to a point where we're developing statements and position papers and things like that, that, you know, it will obviously necessitate probably more frequent reporting on what the status of that is. But I think a 2 month is probably a reasonable time frame within which to work. Thanks.
Thanks, Matthew. Maybe we can, I think we can do that. If I recall, for the CCWG and CWG, there was like a blog post and many updates in the website and so on. So I think we can do that, but just maybe to be clear about the resources used for that, because for the CWG, I don't think that was work done by the working group members, but there were enough staff, and even I think they hired consultants and so on to write down all those kind of updates, newsletters, and reports. I'm not talking about the work itself done by the working group. So maybe I think that was discussed in Hyderabad, and there was some insurance at that time that we will get some best support. Am I mistaken, Nigel? Or I mean, just to kind of confirm about that, we get support to for such updates and everything.
Yes, so sorry, Nigel Hickson here. I think this has been very useful. I think if we're basing it on a 2 monthly report, and essentially we're highlighting, you know, what has changed in those 2 months in and I think Matthew's right, in some 2 month period, you know, one would just say further preparations are ongoing for the WSIS or whatever, whereas in another 2 month period we'd be able to say we've responded to this consultation, we've organised a CCWG panel session X or Y. So I think we can certainly agree to do that. I don't see that to be too much of a problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Marlene, I'm not sure if it's an old or new hand, but please go ahead. Marlene? Not sure. I think you are still...
Rafiq, I just wanted to say something very quickly, and thank you for giving me the mic again. I'm looking at who's shown up for the calls, and I'm going to give a bit of feedback, because I do, as some of you know, acted as the substance coordinator of the NRIs last year and the year before. And I grew the participation of the NRIs from 37 to 76 and now to over 90. And what I'm going to say is the following. We have, under Section 3, the list of the participants from the supporting organization, but they are not on these calls. And the reason I mention that is we need to enlist our best advocates. Whatever we're talking about here, I see 5 from the ASO, 4 from the CCNSO, 19 in total from the CSG. I will go on with the numbers, but, you know, what can we do? And I would love to be helpful. What can we do to make sure that all of our calls in the future, we're putting forward our best face so that we can be continued, and yet we don't have all of the representatives of our participants. So my only comment is, whatever we decide today, we have to, in the next 24 hours, enlist all of our supporters to be our best advocates, to sell and market and confirm continued support for the CCWGIG.
Thanks, Marlon. Definitely, and we need them to get back and to be active again on the working group. Okay. So I don't see anybody in the queue. But is there any question or further comments on this? Okay. Oh, yes, Olivia, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Rafiq. Olivia Kaipanabral speaking. I wanted to echo what was mentioned by Nigel and thanking you and your team in putting this together. Having been involved with the first drafting of the charter, I definitely think that this new version is an improvement on the previous version. It has more definitions inside it. It certainly is more, I wouldn't say it's more concise because it has more information in there. You know, sometimes people say, well, it's more concise because it's more compact. And I don't want to use that word as in it's more compact, but it's certainly more explicit in what the working group does. And I personally think that we should give it a go in passing it now to the chartering organizations. If we just go through the few points which are yet to be fixed on there. And I just note there are a handful of comments on there. So I'm happy to commit to help with resolving any of these few points that are remaining there. And I'm not sure what the next steps are after this. What are your plans?
Actually, it's Marilyn. I need to make one other comment. I'm happy to talk with whoever is talking with the consultant later. But I just want to say we need to do a little bit of explanation. I'm looking at 3.4, other activities. I work across the IGF, ICANN, and the UN bodies. I'm a member of the CCWGIG as well as others on this call. I think we need to actually add an explanation about why the broader internet governance ecosystem is a threat to ICANN. Because right now, this appears, 2.3.4, other activities, it appears with this kind of like vanilla, here's what we're doing, but it doesn't state the risk that is going on. And I'm going to say, having just been, Nigel was with me, having just been at an IGF consultation where China announced a new intent, a renewed intent to take over ICANN's functions, move them into a new body. I think I really urge us to be sensitive to the fact that there's huge risk to ICANN if we don't do this work, and I don't think we're conveying that. I see Vinny on the call. Could we perhaps ask Vinny to comment about what he's seeing in New York?
so many mutes. One sec. Okay. Do I have a couple of minutes now?
We can hear you.
Okay. So, what Marilyn says about the Chinese in the IGF, I think is not quite visible in New York, so to speak. It's not public, but behind the scenes, there is a lot of expectations this year that not only China but other countries will step in, and it is related also to the activities of the U.S. Within the UN context. Good thing is that the new ambassador, the new permanent representative to the UN, Nikki Haley, seems to be very strong on issues that are relevant also to the internet, but she hasn't had the opportunity to stay to talk publicly about it. At the same time, there is a big change at the UN with regards to the secretariat. All the assistant secretaries generals are leaving at the end of this month, and the new ones who will be appointed are not yet clear. That includes also the department that deals with the WSIS and the IGF. The undersecretary Wu from China will be leaving, but he will be replaced by another Chinese. That's the expectation. And that means that based on who is sent from China, from Beijing, will know what is the relevance that China pays to these sources. The current undersecretary is the former ambassador to Germany, so very high positions within China and within the leadership. So we'll see how this will develop. Also, one of the items that is being also very kind of discussed still in the hallways, because there are no formal sessions yet at the UN, is the broader issue of security and cybersecurity. So the governmental group of experts who met in Geneva last week are going to meet in June, actually just before or in the beginning of the ICANN meeting from the 19th to the 20th of June in New York, and they have to come with a report. And also, in the meantime, a new global commission on security in cyberspace, or stability in cyberspace, sorry, was formed with a lot of people that we know from our kind of people. Wolfgang Kleinwachter is there, Jeff Moss, the former CSO of ICANN, and a couple of others who you guys know. This group will be supporting the GGE. That's what it's in the announcement. At the same time, if the GGE ceases to exist, it may be used actually as a vehicle for all these experts, governmental experts, to have a place to meet and talk about the security of the internet. However, I don't think, Marilyn, that, or at least I haven't heard right now in the first couple of months of this year, somebody at the UN articulating clearly the desire to take some of the functions of ICANN. It's all background talk and chats in the hallway. So that's all I can say now.
Thank you for this comment. I'm just going to jump in here. Read the recent China document and look at the video. And I did meet with the new MAG member from China, so I have a current understanding of their agenda. I think let's move this away, but come back to it later on the CCWGIG list. There's a significant interest, I want to move this away because I don't want to take over, but there's a significant interest by China to return to old messages. So perhaps we could move that away, not take up this call, but make it a topic for the future call. Would that be okay?
That's fine with me, and I will check in the meantime before our next call. I'll check with the Chinese mission here to see what their views on this document is. So you're right. I mean, in the document itself, there is a lot of items that are of concern for ICANN. I'm just saying that at the UN so far, nobody has discussed it.
Okay, thanks, Vinny. Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Capanablon speaking. And I think we somehow sort of went off at a tangent here based on the, again, on the annual review document. I think Marilyn was mentioning 2.3.4 other activities. So if Nigel could take note of that, and this could be some of the points made by Marilyn on selling ourselves, the 2.3.4 should be beefed up. Back to the charter, I have no further comments on it. Just one question, which is, how did you go around the concept of CCWG needing a start, a middle, and an end with a final report, as is often being said of cross-community working groups? How did you go around this?
Okay, thanks, Olivier, for speaking. So the idea is we are suggesting to have a mandate for 2 years, and then at the end up to give all our deliverable, and then we do a review of the working group to prepare for the next cycle for the working group, and that requests suggesting work plan and so on. So that we have to do the review, and before it was by the AGM on an annual basis, but we are trying to give here like more longer period of 2 years, so we can maybe tweak the language to make that more clear. But that's the basic idea, is we have to review after 2 years, and then to prepare or plan to go in the next cycle, and so on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I think we got more time than planned for the topics, and we still have several agenda items. So what I think I'm thinking is, okay, I will send the revised charter draft to the mailing list so people can review and make comments. But regardless of that, we have to submit whatever we get in now to share it with the GENASO Council for discussion, so we can share our funding and also others the question we may raise it. So to give them an update of the work we spend there. So I also see that Greg made a comment about phases. Yes, Marlene, I'm not sure if it's an old or new hand, but I assume you are in the queue. You go ahead.
Sorry, I just had a quick question. I think we're making a huge amount of progress. Can we make sure that the staff is capturing this? Not a document that says, here's what we're going to do next, capturing this great work, and then giving us a deadline. If it's 24 hours, okay, whatever. But just formally saying, respond to this now so we can move forward.
Rafik,
is that, I just want to be sure that people are coming back to you in a very timely manner. That was my only.
Thanks, Marlene. Sorry, I had the problem to to unmute myself. Yes, so sending the email to share the draft and put a deadline. And I think we should do a kind of working on the formatting and so on to make, something really presentable. It's not just for GNSO, but for also for other charter organization, and any help is welcome here. So hopefully we can get some staff support in that regard. So. Okay. So, okay, Olivia, I think we got an action item here, is to share the document and to set a deadline for people to respond back, but we still have to work on the formatting and so on to prepare the draft. And thanks to Greg, he also in the beginning he created kind of this workspace with the different documents. So I was thinking to create kind of another comparison table between the current and the amended charter, if time permits. Just we are a few days prior to Copenhagen meeting, and as you might suspect, already busy with the work. Okay, so I think that's it. Olivier, over to you.
Thank you very much, Rafik. Olivier Capanoblan speaking. We have at least 15 minutes plus the any other business on the agenda. Let's try and fly through this at a fast pace. First, the public session agenda of the working group. That will take place on Thursday, March the 16th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. The agenda is linked to to the main agenda of our call today. And that's probably going to be the place where we do this marketing of the working group. Briefly, the 3 points in there, review main outcomes on the IG front during 2016, look ahead to main issues during 2017, and thirdly, discuss internet governance priorities for the working group. So that is going to be our public session advertising, should we say. We still need to make up our panel of this. I think that there is a rough panel that we've worked out, but we can certainly follow up on the mailing list on this. The second one is the face-to-face session. That's actually happening before, on Wednesday, March the 15th from 1:45 to 3 p.m. And this one will have a discussion on, what does it say here, public IG session notice of session, then updates on CCWG. We will be talking about the 2016 report, the status, the next steps. We'll be looking at the charter amendments and explaining those as we discuss them face-to-face with our group, and then any other business afterwards. So we'll have ample time here to prepare for our public session the next day if there is a need for specific preparation. I think that it will also be our face-to-face meeting on Wednesday. Should there be meetings with the supporting organizations and stakeholder constituencies, et cetera, prior to this date, it will be a good time for the co-chairs of this working group to report back to our members. Are there any amendments or additions that you think should be added to the face-to-face meeting or to the public meeting? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I believe there are no amendments. Fine. And then finally, then we can go to the a quick update on a contribution for policy topics. We also had to arrange to put together an agenda for the WESIS forum that takes place on the 12th to the 16th of June. I'd like to thank Nigel Hickson for having, at the very last minute, managed to put together the submission form, which I understand is actually quite complicated, the text of the actual proposal, because there's a proposal and tons of other stuff that needs to be added next to it. The text of the proposal itself is the second link in your agenda. And the discussion, we had a discussion, a number of people who had volunteered to work on this topic and to put together an agenda took the input from the mailing lists, and there was a discussion on our mailing list. There was some feedback by direct emails, and we ended up with a session called, or proposal for a session called From Theory to Practice, Capacity Building Programs at ICANN and Elsewhere. And we effectively would be looking at or attempting to answer many questions about capacity building and internet governance, but looking at all of these programs which are out there, both in ICANN and also some outside of ICANN, for building the next generation of building the knowledge of the next generations of internet governance participants. How do these programs fulfill the ongoing requirements for more active stakeholders in an increasingly busy internet governance space? Are these programs successful at balancing the diversity of active stakeholders? And what is the funding model for these programs? These are just three of the questions. There probably would be likely more questions and more discussion on this. And as we know, I think an interactive session would probably be a good thing. We've got a list of people given here, Jovan Gorbalicha, William Drake, myself, Matthew Shears, Rafik Damak, Tatiana Tropina. At the moment, these are just names that are placeholders. We haven't refined. We haven't even had a time to ask anyone so far who can attend. But we will be trying to get something, a panel that will be geographically diverse. If you have any suggestions for names, and there have been some suggestions already made, then please forward them along. Any feedback on this proposal?
Olivia, this is...
Go ahead, Nigel Hickson.
Yeah, just I'll be brief. So, essentially, we submitted this just beyond the deadline, but I've had a response from the ITU that it's been acknowledged, and they'll be coming back to us. So it's not for certain that we've got this book. They might ask us to merge it with something else or something, but they have acknowledged it. They had 150 applications.
Thank you very much for this, Nigel. It sounds like there's more and more applications for more workshops, and everyone then complains that there are too many workshops and too much work during those conferences. It's all great. Okay, well, let's hope that we get it, and you know, we have had interesting topics in the past years, and hopefully this one will also be seen to be interesting and therefore be chosen. Any other business? We're now reaching, seeing no comments on the policy topic, and Marilyn Cade had brought forward the question on update from the recent IGF consultations and the MAG meeting. Marilyn Cade, you have the floor.
Thank you. To my regret, I asked that the next open consultation and MAG meeting is at the same time as a high-level track and workshop days of the Western Forum. I will say I did object to this. I'm only observer. I'm not a MAG member anymore. I did object to this overlap, but I was not supported by others. And so there's a direct competing 3 days. The open consultation is, I think, very, very important for this working group to be aware of, as the MAG is supposed to listen, not speak. They don't excel at listening, but perhaps with further coaching, they'll get better. So I think, you know, it's really important for us to advise the CCWGIG about this overlap, and encourage offline virtual participation, even for those who cannot attend the open consultation of the MAG, the open consultation of the IGF. We can post those dates, and perhaps we can encourage more remote participation on the open consultation day. The MAG will then be evaluating workshops. They have a agreed-upon new format for evaluating workshops. They are not taking public consultation on the format. They've moved ahead without public consultation. It's a very internal process, but hopefully it will be more neutral than it's been in the past. Many participants from the ICANN community are very interested in the workshops at IGF, and perhaps can want to contribute. The main thing I want to say is the IGF 2017 is in Geneva, the 18th through the 21st of December, which is an extremely challenging time to be in Geneva. It's both highly expensive to come to Geneva in that time frame and highly expensive to leave Geneva in that time frame, as many flights are not, they're already filled by people who are exiting Geneva. But this IGF is a unique opportunity for engagement with the IGOs. There's an effort to try to even bring the Secretary General of the United Nations for day one. But certainly there will be at least the first couple of days of the IGF, very significant opportunity for engagement of the IGOs. Expect it to be very, very different, but very useful to ICANN, because ICANN's participation will be much more visible to the international community by our participation. So I bring this forward so that we can start thinking about, you know, normally ICANN does an open forum. Perhaps we should be thinking ourselves about doing an open forum sponsored by the CCWG. Not just ICANN's open forum, but our own open forum. And I just throw that out as something to think about. Many of the NRIs, the National and Regional IGFs, where ICANN is a sponsor, will be coming to this event, and that may be another way for this working group to partner. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Olivier Krapanoplan speaking. And perhaps it would be worth addressing this topic again at our face-to-face meeting in Copenhagen. I don't know what the timelines are for submission of workshops, et cetera. I also wondered, because you mentioned, okay, so we could also have an open forum for organized by the CCWG. Are you saying in replacement of the ICANN open forum or in addition to the ICANN open forum?
No. We should not replace the ICANN open forum. That will be very different. That's about ICANN. I think we should think about an open forum to consider applying for an open forum about our work, which is different from ICANN. ICANN has other broader agenda items. We focus on internet governance. I think we need to be distinct about that.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much for this, Marilyn. Thanks for planting the seed, and have an action item to follow up on that so we don't drop the ball. I'm very concerned that we are 19 minutes past the official end of this call. I think this is only, was that supposed to be a 60-minute call? I think it was. So let's, well, I think we have to adjourn here. But please, let's follow up by email immediately after this call for the annual review. Staff have taken notes of this. If I could ask Desiree to please try and get the recording of this call online as soon as possible, so any of us who have missed part of the discussion or things were going a bit too quickly to take notes can refer back to the recording, and also to circulate the action items immediately after this call, then we can agree to them and strike the iron while it's hot. Apart from this, Rafiq, you know what you have to do as well. So we're for both documents, both the annual review and the charter amendments, we'll be working frantically in the next 24 hours and a freezing time of about 1500 UTC tomorrow, and then we can send those to the chartering organizations. That's all for me. Any other business?
This is Nigel. No, only to say I'll circulate a note of the of some of the discussions that took place at the open consultation, which Marilyn referred to earlier.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. And with no further business, I'd like to thank you all for being on this call and for your hard work, especially those people who were involved in the drafting of the two reports, the report and the charter. And with this, I look forward to see you all, or if you're not traveling, then to see you on the Internet. But otherwise, see you all in Copenhagen. Safe travels, everyone, and this call is adjourned. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you.